Welcome. You're listening to a members-only broadcast brought to you by Barnabas Foundation, your trusted ministry partner for planned giving. And here's your host, Kurt Knoll, Director of Member Relations.
This classic podcast comes to you from our January 2019 online training, where Heather Day, Director of Marketing for Barnabas Foundation, shares our Legacy Society Starter Kit. This member-only resource includes a how-to handbook and a variety of resources for launching and maintaining your Legacy Society.
This morning's topic goes a bit different than gifts.
Yes.
We're going to talk about legacy societies. Heather's and I are going to kind of have a conversation about the new legacy kits coming out. As we do so, if you have any questions, feel free to type them in right there in the comments. They'll pop up here on my computer. I'll be able to, you know, address those questions when they happen. But today, legacy societies.
Yes.
We have a new resource coming out at the end of the month.
Yes. We have been talking about this for a long time. It's been an idea that's been in the works. And so it's fun to see it finally come to fruition. And I'm just really excited about releasing this to our members.
Excellent. Excellent. So how did this whole thing come about, Heather?
Well, as I mentioned, it has been a topic of a conversation with a lot of our members. As we've sat down to meet with you and talked about your needs, this will come up over and over again, legacy societies. What do we do with them? How do we launch one? We already have one, but we don't know what to do with it. So this has been a frequent topic of conversation. But the other thing is that we know that this is a critical need to be communicating with your legacy donors on a regular basis. We know that that needs to happen. And we know that the Legacy Society provides the system and the processes and the resources to do that. And yet we weren't seeing active legacy societies among most of our members. So this is something that we've saw that there was a real need. We wanted to make it, in the past we've done one-on-one work with some of our members, but that can be labor intensive and therefore costly. So we wanted to do something that was more cost effective and available to our entire membership rather than to a select few. So okay.
Fantastic. You know, we've talked about legacy societies for a long time. We've helped a few members launched legacy societies,
right,
and they've had some success with it. But besides our anecdotal information,
right,
you know, what other research is out there that supports why to have one?
Right. So for the creation of this legacy society kit, a lot of our work was done by Nola Boyer, who a lot of you met at the Plan Giving Best Practices in Plan Giving back in September. We commissioned her to, she's with Cross International, but also works with a lot of nonprofits. So we commissioned her to do a lot of research on the top of legacy society kits and going, or legacy societies, I should say, and go out there and find out what's working, what's not. She talked with a lot of people. We also did pull from our own experience, both from working with our members at Barnabas Foundation. And then of course, Jim has a real depth of knowledge, having worked at World Vision and with the different members he's interacted with. And we also, at Nazarene University, where I came from, we had a pretty active legacy society. So all of that pulled together. There was a lot of collective knowledge, a lot of research. We wanted to pull the best of and figure out what are the common traits that work in a legacy society.
Okay, fantastic. So as we think about a legacy society, what's a legacy gift?
Okay, so a legacy gift, as we've defined it, is really any gift that will be given to your organization after your supporter goes to be with the Lord. So we look at three categories. We look at gifts and a will are obviously the most obvious type of legacy gifts. But then we would also include anyone that makes a beneficiary gift. So if they're plan to leave their retirement assets to you or their life insurance, we would also consider that a legacy gift. And then we would also include life income arrangements as a type of legacy gift. So if somebody is making one of those types of gifts, they are thinking beyond their lifetime, how they want to use their resources to benefit the ministries that are close to their heart. So that's profound. And so we want to make sure that all of those members are included in your legacy society.
Okay. So many of our members have these gift notifications.
Yes.
So in some ways, whether they've created a society or not, they have a society.
That's true.
So why create the society? You know, I mean, they kind of, you got the gift notifications, you know, these people are going to give it to you. What's the legacy society going to actually do? A more formalized thing? What's it going to do for us?
Yeah. So, so at its very basic level, the purpose of the legacy society is to honor and thank and your closest supporters on a regular basis. It's, you know, we know that we should do it, but it's a matter of getting around to it and going out and doing that. So Legacy Society provides you the system to make sure that that's happening on a regular basis. But, and we talk about this in the booklet that we'll describe in a little bit, but we've identified 5 key reasons why you would have a Legacy Society. Number one is that it gives you an opportunity to identify those donors who have already made a legacy gift, but have not yet informed you. So just by having a society, you give them incentive for telling you that. So that's number one. The number two reason why we suggest that you have a Legacy Society is that it invites others to go and do likewise. So we're actually working with Russell James on another project. I think you'll talk about that in a little bit. But I was just on a phone call with him the other day, and he was telling Jim and I that the biggest message that he wants fundraisers to hear is to help their supporters see people like me do things like this. The more that we can make legacy giving seem normal, and it is, the more that we can broadcast those stories of legacy givers, the more other people are likely to say, oh, that's what people do, and that's a creative place if they want to do that. The third, of course, we talked about, it allows you an opportunity to steward relationships and deepen that relationship with your closest supporters. And then fourth, it helps you maximize their giving potential. So a lot of people are afraid that if I focus on gifts in a will, or if I focus on planned gifts of any type, that it might take away from their current giving. But we have seen just the opposite. When somebody is deeply invested in you and shows that they believe in you beyond their lifetime, their current giving is going to go up as well. And then fifth and finally, you want to reduce the likelihood that they revoke that commitment. So your closest supporters are probably going to make a gift in their will at some point. So the question is it going to be to you? We've seen that our crowd that's 80 plus, that they're likely to make one last change to their will. And if they're not hearing from you on a regular basis, they don't feel valued, they don't feel connected. And so the Legacy Society provides you opportunities to make sure that doesn't happen, that they're not taking you out of their will.
Yeah, absolutely crucial. We've talked about this. In some ways, ad nauseum, sometimes with our members, to say, once you have these folks in your Legacy Society, you have to continually give them a little bit of love.
Absolutely.
Even if their giving kind of wanes in later years.
Mm-hmm.
They've loved you for many, many years. The Legacy Society and the vehicle by which it creates gives you the opportunity to love back on them a little bit and constantly remind them that you as a charity value them. Even if they may not be writing that current check to you.
Absolutely. I've talked about this before, but I think back to the tables I've sat around making decisions about dropping lapsed donors.
Yep.
And I wish I had a do-over on those, because just because somebody's lapsed doesn't mean they care any less. It could be any number of changing circumstances. It could be that they're on fixed income. It could be that they're in senior care and don't have access to current gifts, but that doesn't mean that they love you any less. And so so you need to continue to communicate with them. And the Legacy Society, again, provides a way for you to do that.
Excellent. So in the kit, we kind of talk about all the basics, how to get it started and the rest of it. For our members that already have a Legacy Society, what value are they going to find in this?
Yeah, this has been a conversation that's come up several times when we've met with our members, that maybe somewhere along the line, someone knew it was a good idea to have a Legacy Society and they launched one, but they didn't really know what to do with it, and mm-hmm. it just kind of stalled out. So in this book, we talk about quite a bit about how to resurrect a dormant society. And one of the things that that Jim has talked about, he's actually experienced firsthand. He was somewhere where they had a Legacy Society. They said, we're going to start over, we're going to give it a brand new name, we're going to launch it. And all that did was create confusion. People are, oh, I thought I was already in this. Why am I getting a new club? You know? So we talk about in the dormant in the kit to not start over, don't rename it, but to just make a commitment to communicating on a regular basis from this point forward. So in this kit, we'll give you some very practical ideas about what that communication might look like.
Okay. So as you think about Legacy Society, you've spent time in the last number of months kind of mm-hmm. creating this thing. What do you think are the most important elements to having a successful society?
Well, by far is the thing that I just talked about, is just having consistent communication. You know, if your donors have a lot of stops and starts from you, it just creates mixed messages. the biggest thing to having a successful Legacy Society program, I'm sorry, I can't talk today, is to have an established communication plan and commit to keeping up with it. So one thing you wouldn't want to do is start so huge and do something that's not sustainable over time. Mm-hmm. It's better for you to implement step-by-step small things that I can do this quarterly, or I can do this annually, to make sure that those donors are touched in a meaningful way. So having that communication plan in place is the number one way to have a successful program.
Okay. And like our marketing guide, we kind of take you through the steps, and you can take this Legacy Society in bits and pieces. You don't have to try to swallow the whole thing at once. And
And in fact, we've treated these as separate products, but really they're intertwined. Because the biggest thing in promoting your Legacy Society is actually promoting gifts in a will and life income agreements and gifts that go beyond their lifetime. So they go hand in hand. You're not, you will talk about your Legacy Society, but the biggest thing you'd be talking about is legacy gifts. So our member marketing plan will enable you to do that on a regular basis. And then this kit will supplement that.
Excellent. So we talk about this kit. What's in the kit?
Yes. So first and foremost, the kit involves a sort of a how-to guide, and it has very practical tips. It has ideas on selecting a name, on building a brand, on what types of member benefits you might have. All of these are ideas. Really the concept behind this kit is that it would spark ideas that you are unique to your organization's mission and the culture of your organization. You can pick what works best for you. So there's a how-to guide that really walks you through all the basics and the best practices. We've also included a series of templates for letters, mm-hmm. So that you could take those and you can personalize those to sound like you. We'll provide them as Word documents. So included in those letters, we have a discovery letter that you would send out to all of your closest supporters to just ask them, have you made a legacy gift? And we would like you to be part of the society. We've also included a welcome letter to send out once somebody acknowledges that intention to make a legacy gift. There's a letter in there for that. And we've also included an annual thank you letter. So all of those, again, are templates that you can take and make those your own. We've also included a sample brochure and the copy for that. We had a lot of discussion about whether this should be a customized resource, as you've seen for several of other pieces. And we really felt like your Legacy Society brochure is something that should be unique to you. And there's so much of the content that is particular to your organization, whether it's the member benefits or talking about your mission, that it's hard to make that generic. So what we did instead is we provided you all the basic copy as a template that you can add to and fill in the blanks and make it your own. And then we provided you an example of if we were to take that copy and make that into a trifold brochure, what that might look like. Okay. We also included the one customizable resource in this is a reply form that you would include with your discovery letter. Again, when we talk about customizable, we'll add your logo, your branding, your contact information. But this is a reply form for your donors to declare their intentions. And then finally, this is very basic, but I included a sample welcome certificate. Again, the idea is that you can take a look at it and look at the language and find something that works well for you.
Yeah. Unlike a lot of that other marketing material we produce, which is very similar copy,
right,
content, this is something so very unique. It needs to have the brand and the identity of the organizations, thus making the customizable stuff pretty difficult.
Absolutely. You know, we've talked about this for a long time. Like, our heart and our intent is that your brand should always be up front. And so when we talk about the Legacy Society, we want to make that as user-friendly for you as possible and give you as many ideas as possible, but recognizing that this particular piece really needs, your message needs to come through loud and clear.
Excellent. So, when's it coming out?
Always a magic question. And we are really in the final tweaks. I just saw a new draft yesterday. The edits are all made. We're just making final tweaks. And so we will be launching this in the last week of January, if not sooner.
Fantastic. Fantastic. Well, again, on behalf of our members, Heather, because I hear so much of this from them when I visit with them and talk to them, a big shout out to you, to your team, to Ashley, to Tara, and to Kim, who's off to the side over here, sitting in the corner. She's, Kim's our latest addition to our team, and she's helping produce these Facebook Live videos. And so we're just so thankful for the team, the work and effort that you guys have all put in, NOLA's input, the rest of it. I think it's going to be an incredibly valuable resource for our members.
And again, I appreciate that. But so much of what we've done, it came as direct feedback and looking at our members that are doing this well. Mm-hmm. So I would say on top of that, this is we're putting this out there, but we want your feedback. What's working? What's not working? What would you like it to include? This is a starting point for us to build on.
Yeah, absolutely. Likewise with all the stuff that we've been
doing,
the Plan Gift marketing program, this, anything else that we have out there, feedback is absolutely critical, and it continues to make everything we're doing more valuable to all of our members. So, again, thank you. I don't see any specific questions on this. I'm sure questions may come up from time to time. Mm-hmm. We'll be happy to address them. If anybody does have a last minute question, feel free to add it to the Facebook, the comment section right there. We'll be happy to take it. But to give you a little preview, next month we'll be turning direction back to kind of what the planners do. And we're going to be going beyond the will. And so oftentimes when you all refer donors to us, we go in with the assumption that we're going to be doing primarily estate planning work, but that the conversation typically turns to their lifetime giving. And we'll talk through with Steve Baker, one of our attorneys who's been with us for quite a long time, about what happens in those conversations, the topics that come up, lifetime giving, and the different types of vehicles that are used. And so we'll dive into what that all is next month in February. And I believe that's on
13th.
February 13th. Correct. I should make a note of that. Rachel, this packet will be available towards the end of the month.
That's correct.
And how to get it, we'll be posting it right through our member center.
Right. We will tell you in every way that we have available to tell you. So it'll be posted right here on our Facebook page. It will come out in monthly update. Make sure that you're opening your emails from Barnabas Foundation. That's the best way to find out about the new resources. But you make sure you've been able to log into the member center, because all of the resources will be available through that.
And that answers Randy's question that just popped up about whether or not do the members have to specifically request this, or will it be mailed out to everybody, and we'll be delivering it.
That's right. The only piece that you have to specifically request is the customizable reply form that I had or that I mentioned. So if you would like that customized, once again, just to revisit what a customized resource is, we will do that customization for you. All you have to do is ask. So when you ask us to do that reply form, we'll ask you for the logos and your colors and all those sorts of things, and then we'll send you a print-ready PDF that you can then take. You can either print in-house or take to your preferred print vendor. Everything else will be sent to you. You don't need to let us know that you've used it, but we would love you to let us know if you're using it and how you're using it.
Absolutely, and I think we'd love to see kind of versions of what people do with it, because it just helps to add to our breadth of knowledge and creativity here.
Right.
We see what other folks are doing. So,
thank you for listening. This has been a members-only broadcast brought to you by Barnabas Foundation. Learn more about the variety of resources, tools, and training available to you by logging into the Member Center at www.barnabasfoundation.com.